Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY27 earnings conference call of Saatham Shipping Limited. Today, we have with us Mr. Vedant K. Chaudhary, Whole-time Director and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Shyam Sundar Bani, Executive Director, Finance and Accounts, Mr. Neelkanth Sahu, Chief Financial Officer, Ms. Madhuri Rathi, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. We will begin with the opening remarks from the management, followed by an interactive Q&A session. Please note, this discussion may include forward-looking statements, which should be viewed in conjunction with the risks and uncertainties that the company faces. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vedant K. Chaudhary, Whole-time Director and Chief Executive Officer, for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us at Saatham Shipping Limited's Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. We appreciate the continued interest and engagement from all stakeholders, investors, and analysts. I'm joined here with our Executive Director of Finance, Shyam Sundar Bani, sir, CFO, Neelkanth Sahu, and our Compliance Officer, Ms. Madhuri Rathi. I will briefly take you through our Q1 performance, key operational developments during the quarter, and our priorities for the year ahead, following which we are happy to talk about any questions or answers. The Q1 performance has been a positive start for the financial year for Saatham Shipping. As we have discussed in our last earnings in FY26, the FY26 was a largely foundation-building year for the company. We undertook several important initiatives, including the mobilization of Canada site, the contract of Chennai port, and other strong contracts and capabilities that we've built. These initiatives were aimed at building a stronger platform from which we can talk about scaling up our FY27. We are now beginning to see the benefits of these initiatives, and during the quarter, we have reported a revenue of 31.2 crores, with an EBITDA of 8 crores, a PAT of 3.4 crores, and an EBITDA margin of 25.3%. The quarter reflected steady execution across all maritime service contracts, supported by continued and operational focus on disciplined capital deployment. At the same time, we remained focused on strengthening the quality and visibility of our revenue base, particularly through long-term contracts and recurring contracts. Our existing contracted businesses provide meaningful revenue visibility, with several contracts extending across multiple years. A significant development during the quarter was the award of a seven-year pilot launch services from Mumbai Port, valued at approximately 18 crores. This is of strategic importance to us because it adds another long-term recurring services contract to our portfolio and strengthens our presence in Mumbai Port as well. We've also gained presence in JNPT through long-term contract deployment of two FRP boats. This basically strengthens our pilot boat capability to four. Back to back, what we have done is we have placed orders for four high-speed FRP pilot and security boats, with an option of two additional boats, and this is a deliberate fleet expansion effort, actually. These vessels will strengthen our capabilities in the piloting and security services that we provide, and it will add our capacities for the future as well. We have been diligent to reduce our interest cost with a capital infusion through the last preferential round, and our approach to fleet expansion remains disciplined. We intend to deploy capital against visible business opportunities and ensure that new assets contribute meaningfully to the revenue generation and returns. We have been able to capitalize on the Iran-US war with deployment of our vessel in high-risk areas and gaining on the charter rates as well. So the way forward, as we move through 2027, our focus remains on expanding our portfolio in long-term services and annuity contracts, particularly in offshore logistics, port services, and specialized marine contracts. We will continue to increase our contribution from offshore businesses, improve our vessel utilization, and strengthen operational visibility. At the same time, we will selectively invest in fleet and fleet expansion and capabilities where we have clear business visibility, while evaluating strategic opportunities that can broaden our service offerings. We will also be investing in technology-driven solutions to issues faced by the ports today, Our objectives are to capitalize on the Maritime Amrit Kaal vision and the various initiatives of the Government of India and the state governments. Overall, our objective is to build a more predictable, scalable and profitable maritime services platform while maintaining a disciplined capital allocation. To continue, our Q1 F1 has been a constructive year to start with. The company remains focused and disciplined on execution, strengthening its recurring revenue base and building capabilities for sustainable growth. With increasing investments in India's maritime infrastructure and growing demand for specialized marine services, we believe that Sagar Shipping is well positioned to capture the opportunities ahead and create long-term value for our stakeholders. With that, I would like to thank you once again for joining us. And now I hand over the call for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We have our first question from the line of Amarnath Reddy from Andhra Pradesh Grameen Bank. Please go ahead. Amarnath, sorry, you need to speak a little louder.
Sir, I'm audible?
Yes, Amarnath ji, yes. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon. In the presentation, I have gone through the presentation of Sagar. It was assured by the management that, you know, in the last quarter, order book also will be disclosed. I don't know what is the reason it is not disclosed. And second thing, revenue projection, you have mentioned in the last conference call, more than 20%. And whereas profitability will be more faster than, you know, revenue because of the optimal utilization of the resources. So when I see the revenue for this quarter, it is 31 crore compared to last quarter, 34 crores. So it is a flat revenue. And during the monsoon season, we may expect Sagar Anusha to stop the operation. So revenue may further go down. So what is the channel where we can increase the revenue to maintain that 20% guidance, sir?
Okay. Thank you, Amarnath, for the question. So unfortunately, we don't have a quarter-to-quarter comparison, a Q1-to-Q1 comparison. However, what we have done is a Q1 to this Q1 to last Q4 comparison. So it generally happens is that in one of our port services contract where we have to do the coastal logistics, the cargo is actually transported in a much more hurried fashion before the monsoon sets in. So that is why you would see a Q4, which is a higher number at any time. Normally you see our H2, H2 is always more than H1. But then if you compare our Q1 this time versus our H2 of last year, so I believe H2 of last year was about 34 or 35 crores, whereas our Q1 itself is 31.2 crores. This time is 31 crores. So, and that is where I would like to, you know, again come back to you. Yes, during the monsoon season, we face a difficulty because some of our assets are not deployed because of the season. However, we have managed to tide over this and take contracts outside the weather window and also perform that as well. So the next question is, you know, obviously when you've said it rightly that Anusha is will not be performing during the monsoon season, and that is where we will see a loss of revenue. At the same time, we see the deployment of Saroja Blessing in foreign waters where we are actually performing there and trying to make up for the lost revenue.
So you will maintain the guidance of 20% revenue and more than 20% in profitability for the financial year, sir?
Correct. So, as far as the financial year targets are concerned, yes, we'll maintain the same guidance. As far as the Q2 targets are concerned, we may not be like it really depends on how the entire season goes about. So it may or may not be as well as Q1, actually, I would say.
Okay. Sir, order book related question.
Yes. So I'm sorry if the order book has not been placed. I will ensure that, you know, we will have it placed on our website by in the next couple of weeks. We are also trying to revamp our website. I think that is the reason why it has fallen through the cracks. But as of today, we have an order book of about 350 crores. That's what I can say.
Okay, sir. Sir, one last question, then I'll wait in the queue. Regarding the Odisha project, is there any update? And I have seen in some articles that, you know, in Maharashtra also, United Petroleum it moved a bit, as far as, you know, official meeting with the government is concerned. So any light on Odisha and Maharashtra project update on United Petroleum?
Okay. So, on the United Petroleum on the Odisha front, we have been still trying with the government of Odisha. We have had several rounds of site visits, and we are expecting another round of site visits in the next couple of weeks. We are in touch with the departments, the concerned departments and the competent authority. However, it is a time-taking process for the land allocation over there. And I must thank our partners, UPG Group, to still keep their continued interest in the project, because it is very easy to lose interest in a project which is taking this much time.
Correct.
At the same time, because it is taking a lot of time, the partners had also explored location in Maharashtra to have a similar project. And we are working with the government of Maharashtra on how to make it possible, actually.
So which one may take off first, sir? Odisha, Maharashtra?
Until it can happen, I cannot commit right now, right?
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir, I'll wait in the queue. I have a few more questions. I'll wait in the queue.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Mandira from Invesco. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So couple of questions. If you could help me with what is the revenue contribution expected from Q1 contract win in FY 2027?
Okay. So we have won more than a couple of contracts in Q1, FY 2027, Mandira. So, we expect to have approximately 3 crore-4 crore in revenue contribution on a per year basis.
Got it, sir. And secondly, to what extent can be the port services business scale without a corresponding increase in capital expenditure?
Oh, so that's so there are in port services, Mandira. I'll just briefly explain you. We have a bouquet of services, actually. So it can vary from, you know, piloted services where we use the boats. We can have manpower services, and we can scale up in the manpower services without having any capital expenditures or any technical services to the port that we can give without having any capital expenditure. But by far, the one which hits the top line is the one which we will need the capital expenditure.
Got it, sir. Got it. That is helpful. All the best for the coming quarter, sir.
Thank you, Mandira.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Aniket Redkar from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Aniket.
Sir, I have two questions. So, sir, recently, the contract which we got, so can you throw some light on the related to this Mumbai Port Authority contract? Can you give more details on it?
Aniket, I just request you to be a little louder. I could hear you though,
Yeah.
but I
Okay.
think my members cannot hear you. But anyway, so you asked that you want some light on the Mumbai Port contract which you were
Correct. Correct,
awarded
sir.
recently.
Yes.
So we were awarded a pilot port contract from Mumbai Port, where we have to provide two pilot boats to Mumbai Port for a 7-year period. This is a total value of about 18 crores.
Okay. So, sir, is this 18 crores or 218 crores?
I'm sorry, it's 18 crores. Not the 218 crores. 18.
Okay. And sir, when will this the full financial impact of this contract started reflecting in our company's financial?
So we've already, like we've said earlier, you know, we've already placed the orders for the boat for the JNPA and the Mumbai Port with Wadia Boat Builders in Gujarat. We expect those boats to be delivered within the next 5 to 6 months after all the trials and testing. And I think by January or February, we will start the operation. So it's only in FY28 you will see the full financial year effect on that, actually.
Okay. And sir, does execution of this contract require any incremental CapEx?
Incremental CapEx negative, all the CapEx is built into our initial project cost, actually.
Okay. And sir, what is the current pipeline of port service opportunity for Sadhav is pursuing currently?
So this is kind of a, I would say, it's competitor sensitive information. I'm not really in a position to give you right now, but most of it is within the purview of what we are currently doing, and some of it is actually trying to aim for higher quality work.
Okay. And sir, one last question. Could you give us a breakup of Q1 FY27 in terms of across our offshore logistics and port services, oil spill response, and other services provide? So if I get a breakup, that would be helpful.
At this position, I will not be able to give you a breakup, but in a rough manner, I think you're asking for the FY27, right? Projected for FY27.
Yeah, current for quarter-on-quarter. Q1
The current quarter.
Yes,
Okay.
sir.
So we've done approximately 16.3 crores in offshore logistics.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, we've done 25 crores, 25.4 crores in offshore logistics, 3.13 in oil spill response, and 2.68 in port services. Total 31.21.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you so
Thank
much.
you. Thank
This is
you.
from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Rohit Mehra from SK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Pardon me if I am asking the repetitive question as I joined late. So my first question is, with the four new FRP pilot and security boats being added, I just want to understand what kind of revenue contribution can we expect once these vessels are operational?
So we can expect close to about 4 crores per year of from these four boats itself.
Okay, got it. Okay. And the second question was that revenue was relatively softer in Q1, but profitability remains strong. So how should we think about the revenue trajectory in coming quarters? If you could throw some light there.
Yeah. So, Rohit, as I was actually trying to explain it to Amarnath earlier, we have not had the opportunity to present our Q1 to Q1 figures. This is a comparison of Q1 to last Q4 figures. What happens in Q4 is typically we tend to ramp up our, you know, or not ramp up, but there's a lot of activities in the port services, especially in the port services and the offshore logistics that goes on. So that is why the Q4 figures, or rather the H2 figures, are normally higher than the H1 figures. So now, to give you a comparison, between Q1 and the H1 of last year. H1 of last year was about 34-35 crores, and Q1 of this year is about 31 crores. That is the comparison I would like to add on to previous, actually.
Got it. Got it. Got it. In continuation to this, could you please give me a mix between our offshore logistics, coastal logistics, and port services and oil spill response, if you could?
Yeah. So we did 25 crores in the offshore logistics in the Q1, 3.13 in oil spill response, and 2.68 in the port services.
Got it. Got it. Got it. And my last question is, could you elaborate on proposed JV with the SADA Offshore Engineering and Rural Enhancers projects, the areas where maritime businesses JV expected and focus on, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, this one is the JV is actually to expand or rather capitalize on the Maritime Amritsar Vision 2047 that is there by the Government of India, and especially to expand on the maritime and shipbuilding and ship repair vision that the or rather policy of the Maharashtra government. So we are working together on this to actually capitalize on the shipyard push that has been given by the Government of India and through the Maharashtra government also. Also, we are also working with Rural Enhancers and SADA Offshore to bring in more technology-driven solutions. Like I've always maintained that one of the key things that we're looking at is electric boats. Electric tugs is something that the ports have already gotten, but electric boats is something that we want to get in. And we are trying to get those solutions into India, actually.
Got it. Got it. So any timelines that we are expecting for this JV and something concrete to come on floor?
I think it should happen within the next quarter.
Got it. Got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you, Rohit.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any question, you may press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Amar Reddy from Andhra Pradesh Grameen Bank. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for providing the opportunity again. So my continuing question, sir, SADA Shipping is what I understand from previous conference calls is that you are trying to move to main board migration, that is, in the stock market from SME platform. So when are you planning to do that, sir? Because already more than 2 years ho chuka hai listing ke baad. Actually, within 2 years, actually, we can migrate to main board. So when are you planning to do that? That is first question. And next question is, with the SADA offshoring JV, in which front you are expecting more revenues? When I say which front, out of the offshore logistics, oil spill response, and then port services, in which front you are expecting revenue contribution? These are my two questions.
Okay. So I will answer the like always, I'll answer your last question first. So the JV between SADA Offshore, ourselves, and REL, we expect to actually develop new fronts, not the current. So I don't need a JV to do work in the current fronts that we are already working.
Okay.
But then we expect to develop new fronts and open new avenues or revenues to the growth, actually. So this is something that is very exciting in SADA as a whole and SADA Shipping as well. On the migration to main board, Amar ji, it's obviously our aspiration as well so that we can unlock value to the stakeholders as well. And I think there are some criteria that we need to meet of the SEBI guidelines, and we should be there in the main board. I think by early next year or mid next year, we should be there in the main board.
Okay, sir. Just a continuation question for SADA Offshore. So you told the earlier participant that by next quarter, you will be explaining the stakeholders on the JV part or what? What does that mean, sir? I could not get that answer actually.
So what Rohit asked is actually for when is the JV going to be forming and when do we see any results coming out of the JV. So I said by next quarter the JV should be forming up and results will take some time after that.
Okay, sir. So Sadhav Offshore has the capabilities of shipbuilding also, no, sir? If I'm not
wrong. That's correct.
Then it should be the very good revenue stream for Sadhav if it takes the shares.
That's what we are expecting as well.
Okay, sir. I'll touch upon that in next quarter because JV is not yet taken a shape. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Shravan Modi from Syndicate Family Office. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thanks so much for the opportunity. My question to you is regarding the consolidated results currently have like shown largely reflect the standalone business with the associates still at an early stage. How should we think about the potential contribution from the associate business as they scale up?
So, Shravan, good evening. So, we basically expect to have the associate business is the UPG Sadhav joint venture. And like you said, it's a very early stage where we have not yet received the land allocation from the government of Odisha. Once that is done, there's a lot of traction that can be happening on the associate company over there. So for now, until the land allocation and the basic things are not in place, we are not able to gauge anything.
Right, sir. So also as a portfolio of long term contract expands, how do you see the business mix evolving between predictable recurring revenues and more project or spot based revenues in the future?
That's a good question. So basically, we aim to have more recurring annuity type of business where we have 3 year, 5 year or 7 year contract. Some places we even have a 10 year contract with one of the ports. That is basically, we always aim to have that, but then we don't want to lose out on the spot charters where we can earn more in a short period of time as well. So what happens is, in a gist I will tell you, is that two of our vessels, one is Saroja Blessing and one more is Advita, which are open for spot charters. Whereas Advita is something that we are engaging, or rather we are trying to contract for on a long-term basis for the offshore season. So offshore season is basically 8 months of non-monsoon period. So we are talking to some big names for actually contracting her for the full season. And whereas Saroja Blessing is on the spot side, where we are actually gaining quite a lot. And indeed, it's a blessing to have her because she is actually saving us from the loss of revenue from Anusha.
Right, sir. Sir, would you expect the next phase of growth to be primarily led by volume-based more contracts or like margin-based through better utilization of our existing fleet?
It will be a mix of both, actually. So we are looking at we have put in tenders with ONGC and a lot of port services. So port services, yes, will give us a good margin, I would say. And whereas the other offshore logistics, the margin levels really do fall down. So we'll have more, it's a mix of both actually, I would say.
Right, sir. So my last and final question to you. What will be the working capital requirements as the company moves towards a larger portfolio of long-term port contracts?
I'll give that to my CFO, Mr. Mitha.
Hello?
Yeah?
Please, come again with question, sir.
Yeah, hello. My friend is, what will the working capital requirements as the company moves towards a larger portfolio of long-term port contracts?
Like at present, we are having about 10 crore. Accordingly, the size of the turnover will require accordingly 20 to 25%.
Right, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for the inputs, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. Next question is from the line of Varun, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir.
Hi, Varun.
Yeah. My first question is, what would be the key triggers that could lead to a meaningful step up in earnings, like over the next 12 to 18 months?
So basically, we are looking at a continued charter revenue from Saroja Dressing. That is one of the key points. We are also looking at signing important contracts of Advita, where we have one large defense client which is already signed on, and we have one large offshore EPC company which we are planning to sign with.
Okay. And another question is on the operating leverage. Like, how much operating leverage is available in the existing business as a fleet, you know, utilization improves?
So, just for the giving an example,
uh-huh.
Our fleet utilization across the port services about 95%, and across the offshore logistics side is about 85%, 80 to 85%. And the leverage that we have is, you know, we can obviously the balance in the port services rather than the offshore logistics, where we see that because of the Iran-US war, we are actually seeing a higher charter revenue, or rather per day charter rate.
Okay, noted, sir. And one last question, what would be the biggest bottleneck to scaling the business faster from here, like considering availability of vessels, manpower, working capital, and winning of contracts?
So, obviously, one of the bottlenecks is always the finance. But apart from the non-financial bottlenecks, what I see is, number one, the time taken for tenders to materialize. Number two, the availability of quality assets at the price that we are looking at. Because unless it makes business sense, we will not go into those assets at all. At present, because offshore vessels are priced, second-hand offshore vessels are priced very high, we have decided not to go ahead until we get a good value out of it, actually.
Perfect, sir. So, I think all of my questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Mahesh Kumar from MU Investment. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. So thanks for the opportunity. So, sir,
you have highlighted
that rupees 218 crores long-term Mumbai Port Authority contract and a focus on increasing annuity-style contracts, right? So, what is the long-term target for the share of recurring or contracted, you know, revenue? And how do you use this changing? How do you see this changing overall revenue visibility and margin profile over the next 3 to 5 years?
Mahesh, I'll just correct you. It is actually not 218 crores. It is 18 crores, actually. So let me just correct you over there. And your second question was, how does it affect my margins, is it?
No. What is the long-term target for the share of recurring revenue you are targeting? And how do you see the challenge changing? Like, how do you see it changing overall revenue visibility and margin profile over next 3-5 years?
Okay, so I can only comment on the coming year first, and then let's take it from there. So in the coming year in FY27, there are two contracts actually. One is the Mumbai port contract and the other one is the JNPT contract, which will add up about 4 crores in a per year revenue thing. So only thing is that the contracts will not start this financial year, or rather will not start in the full financial year of this year. The full year you will see in FY28 only. So that is one thing. So now again coming to the estimates, we expect to have a 20% increase on our revenue side for FY27.
Okay, sir. And on the second question, like with opportunity across port services, offshore logistics, green tugs, and specialized marine services, so
yes.
Where do you see the highest ROC opportunity, and what would be the key triggers for increasing fleet capex and versus the pursuing an satellite growth strategy?
So obviously, as we are not in the typical game of having an satellite growth thing. At the same time, we are also looking at various partners where we can join our capabilities and take things forward. So that is one of the avenues where I'm seeing is joining hands with to make use of the Maritime Amritsar vision, where we have port services and the shipbuilding and shipyard infra, where we can really push that as well. So I see a best ROC in the port services, like just to give you a short answer, where even though the capital cost is low, the return or rather the EBITDA is pretty high, I would say.
Okay, that's it from my side, sir. All the best for the next quarters, and
thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, if you wish to ask any questions, you may press star and one. We have our next question from the line of Harsh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Could you hear me?
Good evening, Harshi. Can you be a little louder, please?
Yeah. Could you hear me now?
Yes, much better.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I'd like
Thank
to
you.
Ask one question. In the case of little naturalization of the event of Iran-USA, the charter rates that we are expecting, where would it actually, how low would it go, or how do we expect the trend in charter rates?
So, Harshi, with the Iran-US war which is going on, what we see is that apart from owners who are taking the risk of crossing the Hormuz, there are very few tonnages which are coming from there to this side or this side to that side as well. So, and then what we see is that there are a lot of emergency works, including salvage and rescue, which we are actively participating. And that is where we are seeing an increase in charter rates, actually.
Okay, thank you, sir. Yeah, I can understand that. And what do you think about the trend in charter rates, though, in general?
In general, I would say like for India market, they are softening, but with caution, they will also come up in some time.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be the last question of the day. Thank you everyone for joining this call. On behalf of Sadhav Shipping Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.